We're talking about property tax assessments and the tools assessors use to arrive at a market value estimate for a home. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. First, let's swing over to our spring member drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Rob Ferret in the morning. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Kate. I fell asleep after my show yesterday and woke up here. I guess, sure, why not? I'll do this. I'm here anyway.
I love it. So we're here to say, as a WPR listener, you know you're always going to hear something interesting, maybe even Rob Ferret, when you tune into the morning show. And that is thanks to your support. Listeners, they provide the largest share of the funding for WPR programs. So when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make the morning show possible and everything else you hear on WPR possible.
Today is a great day to become a WPR sustainer. Every day is a good day to do that. Here's an especially good reason. If you become a sustainer today or you increase your monthly gift, your donation is going to be matched. Now, this generous offer from current members means they're going to match the first year, the whole first year of your sustaining contribution.
That's awesome. And it is their way of encouraging you to sustain Wisconsin Public Radio. So double your impact today, right now. Start or increase your monthly donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio in part because we're commercial free. That means we depend on a lot of other sources of funding, state, federal, business sponsors. Those are important too. There's another source, though, that's a really big deal.
Yes, indeed. The largest piece of the funding pie for WPR programs comes from you. It is your support that makes all the difference. It is the backbone of how things work here. So when you give, you keep quality, independent, thought-provoking information and conversations on the air. So make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Right now, you're part of Wisconsin Public Radio's community of listeners. Whether you've been waking up with the Ideas Network for years or even just a few months, you can become part of our community of members, people who support the programs they value.
And if you've never given before, start with a gift of $120. Better yet, make that an ongoing gift of $10 a month. And your contribution of any amount makes you a member. And because the largest piece of our funding comes from members, you'll really make a difference. It all starts with your gift now. Get it matched, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio because it's one of the best mixes that I can find of both highly entertaining and highly useful and informative information. Wisconsin Public Radio really has a great variety in the type of programs they put on. It's very difficult to get bored of listening to WPR. I only used to listen to public radio in the car. I've recently started listening to public radio on online streaming. The variety and quality of the broadcasts are really enough to keep someone, you know, tuning back in for more time and time again. I'm Ben Martin from Minnesota, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for variety and entertainment.
It grows on you, Ben. Indeed, go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rob Ferret, and it is your support during the spring member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you set it at, that is the right amount.
And it's easy to fit into your morning routine. Giving is easy. It just takes a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say 10 bucks a month.
And that donation will come back to you every day in the form of engaging programs. So show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
We have the sustaining match in effect. A group of generous members will match up to $50,000 of monthly gifts. So you become a sustainer or you increase your ongoing monthly donation right now, they're going to match your whole first year of contributions. Double the impact of your sustaining gift right now. at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How about ask for a thank you gift when you give $10 or $20 a month? We have apparel to drinkware. You'll show off your WPR pride wherever you go. Learn about what's available when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
David in Beloit says, I love the morning show with Kate Archer Kent. Who doesn't? Thanks, David. Janice in Sun Prairie says, I love listening to WPR. Makes my day better. Thanks so much to both of you.
And we want to hear from you at WPR.org. And thanks for your support. Now to property tax assessments and how fair market value is measured. According to the State Revenue Department's Guide for Property Owners, Wisconsin has an annual assessment, and the assessor may change your assessment because of building permits or sales activity, even if the assessor did not inspect your property. Join in 800-642-1234. Conversation about assessments, 800-642-1234. Nicole Larson is Assessment Commissioner for the City of Milwaukee. Nicole, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much, Kate, for having me today. I really do appreciate it.
So new property assessments were sent to Milwaukee property owners recently. How does the property assessment process work in your city? Take us through it.
Sure thing. Yeah. So the notices of assessment went out on the 19th of April, and those started landing in people's mailboxes the next day because we were starting to get calls the very next day. So those notices will go out. It's important, I think, to note, and it's right on the front of the assessment notice, that it's not a tax bill. So listeners, you don't have to worry about that right now. The notices go out, and per statute, if a property owner disagrees with the valuation that has been established, they can file an objection or an appeal. That word we use interchangeably. Per statute, the objection must be filed by the third Monday in May. And so that this year is May 16th. And so property owners can file that objection. We ask that it be on the prescribed form, because the form that we have and all other jurisdictions have gives us all of the information that we need to process that form. But if somebody writes a letter and saying they object, you know, we would accept that, but we want to make sure that it has all the information that they need to present to us so that we can properly process through the appeal process.
And we're going to get into appeals in just a moment, but just acknowledging that the real estate market is bonkers in many communities, huge squeeze on inventory, mortgage rates were so low, home prices going way above asking. Is this moment an attempt at a citywide reset to better reflect the crazy market conditions?
Well, you know, that's what the assessor kind of does. Sometimes they do resets because as assessors, our goal is accuracy and uniformity. So accuracy, meaning that we want those properties to reflect what the market value is of those properties. And uniformity, that means that we want to make sure that all property owners, everybody who's paying property taxes, is assigned a fair share of those taxes. And so that's what really the assessor does, is we are determining what portion of, you know, the ultimate levy that will be adopted that a property owner is responsible for. I can just give sort of a fun analogy. It's like if you go out to dinner with your friends and you split the bill, you know, what our job is, we are determining what portion of the bill you're responsible for. We're not determining that final bill amount. We're just saying what percentage you're responsible for.
And a higher property assessment does not always translate to higher property taxes when those bills arrive later in the year. Can you explain why?
Yeah, sure thing. So if the assessed values overall throughout the city are greater than they were before, and it looks like in Milwaukee, they definitely will be, and the tax levy is the same, then the tax rate will be less. And the tax rate is the multiplier that we use to determine the ultimate tax bill. So one sort of handy rule of thumb is that if you see a percentage increase and it is equal to or less than the citywide increase, mm-hmm. then you shouldn't see an ultimate increase in your taxes. And for this year, Milwaukee's citywide increase was 13.23%. And so, you know, when I see people talking about, oh my gosh, my assessment increased $10,000 or $15,000, it's really important to look at what that dollar amount, what that percentage is of your of the original value. What is that percentage increase? because it definitely does not mean, it does not translate to a dollar for dollar increase in taxes. That is absolutely not the case. And I think that's a big misconception among a lot of people.
So the latest assessment is the first in 2 years. Why did Milwaukee skip performing an assessment last year?
Sure. So I will qualify that and let you know that I was not around this time last year. And my predecessor had worked with, the administration within the city of Milwaukee in 2020. It goes back even a little bit further than 21. In 2020, there were a record number of appeals filed. There were over 5,700 appeals filed, which was unusual. In a typical year, Milwaukee sees 1,000 to 1,200. Hmm. And it was, the values had been rising. You know, property values in 2018 and 2019 had been increasing. And so in 2020, the values, I think, in many neighborhoods in Milwaukee were kind of a shock to the system. Because, they had been increasing steadily for prior years, but in 2020, there was a large increase. And so there was a large increase in appeals as well, because what people were at home, right? They were staying home. They received their notices. They were shocked. And so a record number of appeals had come in. And so when the 2021 revaluation came around, the office was still processing. I'm sorry, the 2021 year came around when they were planning for 2021. They were still processing a number of those appeals. And with the staffing within our office and the number of appeals that were being processed, the request was made to do what was called a maintenance year. And so what Milwaukee did is they carried the 2020 values over to 2021. And so unless somebody made a significant change to their property, like added an addition on, and they got a permit for that, or they tore a garage down, something that would have resulted in a change to the value, then the property owner would not have seen any difference in their assessment. That value would have just been carried over.
Let's pause right here with Nicole Larson, Milwaukee Assessment Commissioner, helping us to understand property valuation in light of this very hot housing market, sky-high inflation. You can join in on reassessments, appeals, 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up ahead with Nicole Larson on the Ideas Network. We're discussing property assessment and appeals with Milwaukee as a reference point on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's get an update on our spring member drive that is underway at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Rob Ferret, and we're here to say you count on the Ideas Network for these interesting, informative conversations. We count on you to help keep these discussions on the air.
Listener support really does that. It's the largest piece of the funding that makes The Morning Show and all the others that you enjoy possible. That's why your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is such a big deal.
So today, support the programs you rely on, and your gift will go twice as far. Become a WPR sustainer or increase your ongoing monthly support, and a group of generous members will match your first year of contributions.
It's a great chance to double your impact today only. Join in with your new increased monthly contribution. Get it matched for a year. Do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Here's a question for you. Have you ever heard something on the Ideas Network that you wanted to pass on to a friend or a family member? With program notes on WPR.org, audio archives, you can pass things on, and maybe you already do.
It's a great way to stay connected with others by passing on ideas, stories, and information, and you can use it later as a conversation starter. We help you stay connected with your friends and family and with the world. Your donation keeps this connection going strong.
So make your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
More than 25,000 Wisconsin Public Radio members are proud sustainers. That means they make ongoing monthly gifts to Wisconsin Public Radio.
And you too can provide a reliable stream of funding for the programs you care about. Become a sustainer now. Choose an amount, say $10, $20 a month. Set it up to be ongoing. Super easy to do. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
What are some things you like to double?
Double fun, double cheese.
I love a double shot espresso latte.
Well, if one's good, two's got to be better. Whether it's a double cheeseburger or a double stuffed Oreo, they're twice as good as the original.
I like to double dip cookies in coffee.
My donation to WPR, that's probably the best thing to double.
Today, the match is on. Double your support for the programs you love, Sustainer, or increase your current monthly gift. Your first year of contributions will be matched by a group of generous members. It's their way of encouraging you to sustain the news, talk, and music we all rely on. So join now. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to double up, to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rob Ferret. It's your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio that keeps all the great programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate it. It'll be doubled and we count on your gift.
Think about that $10 a day idea. $10 a month, some people ran the math for me. That's just 33 cents a day for everything you get here on Wisconsin Public Radio. That is such a great value.
It is. So make a gift of $10 a month right now. WPR.org is the place to go, or 888-202-2552, and you'll get so much in return.
And your sustaining gift will go twice as far today. A group of generous members are going to match up to $50,000 of monthly gifts throughout the day today. So that means you become a sustainer right now, or if you're already a sustainer, increase your monthly gift. Boom, it will be matched for a year. Double the impact of your gift when you do it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Heard from Chase in Greenville, says, I'm a longtime listener and it's time to help support the programming I love. Chase, thank you. Your gift is so powerful at WPR.org. And thank you so much for your support. Now, property tax assessments and how to understand them. The State Revenue Department's guidebook instructs to first contact your local assessor with a property tax question, because the assessor is familiar with your local area, has a copy of the property tax statutes, and perhaps you've gone through the appeal process after an assessment. Join in 800-642-1234 with questions. Conversation is at 800-642-1234. Nicole Larson is Milwaukee's assessment commissioner and stays with us. So, Nicole, as your assessments have gone out earlier this month, catching up since the last reassessment, and now it's this appeal stage that you mentioned, what are you seeing? What's coming in?
excuse me. Well, interestingly enough, Milwaukee, for the very first time this year, has an online appeal feature, which I think we're the only municipality in the state that offers that. So that's something to make Milwaukee property owners' lives a little bit easier. They don't have to complete the form and bring it down to our office or pop it in the mailbox. They can complete it right online. So far, you know, we're a couple weeks into the open book process. We've received 655 appeals in the city. I think less than 100 of those came in online. So people are mailing those in for sure. But yeah, you mentioned calling and speaking with your assessor, and that Department of Revenue guidebook it's so valuable. It's so helpful and it gives such great information. But the point about contacting your assessor first is you know, something we really do ask property owners to do before they go ahead and file that appeal. In the city of Milwaukee, we have what we have dubbed our appraiser hotline, where property owners within the city of Milwaukee can call and actually talk to one of our appraisers on staff, and they can ask all sorts of questions. You know, the call can be 30 seconds long. It can be 30 minutes long. If they want information on their property and to really kind of dive deep into how the assessment was reached for their property, they're entitled to do that. So yeah, we really encourage people to call first and talk through, you know, the assessment and how the assessment was reached. And because I think that really breaks down a lot of the misunderstanding and really takes away and works look at that, you know, and to assuage property owners' fears after they have that shock of seeing that initial assessment. Because like I said, we've had across the city increases. So call the appraiser hotline, talk to one of our appraisers, and we'll give you the answers that you're looking for.
Nicole, are you concerned about being swamped with appeals and being able to take them through the formal process and having the infrastructure to do that? Or do you think that you'll be able to reduce whatever backlog you have and keep up with what comes in?
I'm confident we'll be able to tackle that. I'm hearing from staff that have been there, you know, for a number of years that it's they're pleased with the number that are coming in. It doesn't seem as big of a tidal wave as it did in 2020. And so I'm pleased. I think we can do it. In Milwaukee, we have a two-step appeal process. The first step is what's called the Board of Assessors. So once an appeal is received, the appraiser will take a look at it and they'll see, you know, should we sustain the evaluation or should we consider what the property owner has, you know, has the property owner given us something that might cause us to change that valuation? And they bring that to the Board of Assessors, which is myself and a number of my management staff. And then we will either decide to sustain that valuation or to change it based on what the property owner has provided to us. And you know, if I can just touch on that a little bit, it's information. What assessors really go off of is information. So if a property owner has an appraisal, that's going to be helpful. If they would like to give us photographs, that will be helpful. If they have market analyses provided by a broker, you know, whatever is the closest something, you know, if there are comps that are close in, you know, the style and the condition of the home, bring that to us because evidence and information is what we go off of when we do these valuations. And so that will go to the Board of Assessors first. And then what we do is we issue a notice of determination. That notice will be mailed to the property owner. And then if the property owner still disagrees with the valuation, they have 15 days from the date of that notice to appeal. And then that goes to the Board of Review, which is a separate statutorily created body comprising citizens of the city. And then they will get a hearing before the Board of Review. And then a determination will be made there.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much for taking us through the process. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Nicole Larson is Assessment Commissioner for Milwaukee. That's a cabinet-level post in the city. Ahead this hour, it's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day on Saturday. We look at the impact this campaign is having at the local level in Adams County as we talk with the sheriff there. News update is next. Stay with us on the Ideas Network. Stay with us in the morning show as we talk about Prescription Drug Take-Back Day and this effort to get old meds out of people's homes. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rob Ferret, and we're first getting up to speed on the spring member drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. Our goal in this drive is to make sure that you keep getting your favorite programs, like right here on the morning show.
And your gift of any amount is so important because your support provides the largest piece of the funding here at WPR. Give right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Remarkable thing here. Today, a group of generous members will match up to $50,000 of monthly gifts. So become a sustainer or increase your ongoing monthly gift right now, and your first year of contributions will be matched.
It's their way of inspiring you to sustain the WPR news, talk, and music we all count on. Double the impact of your monthly gift right now online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You know, we've been digging into the inner workings of property tax assessments, how they work, what assessors look for, and this is practical knowledge. This is really informative stuff, and we go right to the source of the people who have the information. These are the kinds of conversations you count on from the morning show.
And that's what your support gets. WPR is listener supported. That means your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the huge variety of topics you tune in for every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
Of course, it's easy to spend a dollar or more a day on things that are part of our routine. A cup of coffee, that favorite Rob Ferret snack.
I am a snack fan. It is true. Well, now think about the news, info, and inspiration from Wisconsin and around the world that you get every day listening to WPR. that's worth something. Maybe it's a dollar a day. $30 a month is the right donation for you. Sign up right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Support the programs you enjoy every day.
Wisconsin Public Radio wakes me up every morning. Mostly I just enjoy the morning programming and the afternoon programming. I became a sustaining member because I felt so guilty with all the pledge drives, because they're so logical and they're so persistent. It's crucial that we have people support it so we don't lose it. I'm Sarah from Wausau. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Logical and persistent, here you go. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your difference right now. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rob Ferret. Listener support, it is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. It's why your support during the spring member drive is so crucial. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
You've made the decision to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now make the decision to support WPR financially.
Member contributions power the programs you depend on. So your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It supports your future listening.
And our sustaining match is still in effect. It's a great day to give because today a group of generous members are going to match up to $50,000 of monthly gifts. Mm. That means if you become a sustainer for the first time or you increase your current monthly donation right now, your first year of contributions is going to be matched by those very generous listeners. Double the impact of your sustaining gift. Do it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And ask for a thank you gift when you give $10 or $20 a month, from apparel to drinkware. You'll show off your WPR pride wherever you go. Listen, learn more about what's available when you give. Also, listen. That's a good thing, too.
Sure.
WPR.org.
That's kind of where it starts.
Yeah. Or call 888-202-2552.
We heard from M in Verona. M says, WPR has been a huge part of my life. Now that I'm in a place where I can afford it, I'm glad to donate for this amazing service. And Zachary in Fond du Lac says, I'm donating because I get peace of mind from your balanced news coverage. Thanks to both of you. Thanks so much. Let them inspire you now and make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thank you so much. Now to Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, set for Saturday. This is operated through the Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA. I looked at Wisconsin's results from the Take-Back Day last October. We led the nation straight across the board with 300 collection sites, most in the U.S., about 260 law enforcement agencies participating, collecting and disposing of over 57,000 pounds of unneeded meds. Join in on take-backs, what it looks like in your community, 800-642-1234. Adams County Sheriff Brent York joins us from Central Wisconsin. Sheriff York, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, so this Take Back Day includes your office as well. What can people drop off? How does it work where you are?
Yeah, so our prescription drug take back box is always available in our entryway of the sheriff's office here. But on Saturday, we'll have a deputy on site there that will help and assist anybody that has any questions on what they can and cannot drop off at the prescription drug take back box.
Can you kind of go down a list of things that people commonly bring in and what's being accepted?
Yeah, so what you can bring and what we do accept is prescription-controlled and non-controlled over-the-counter medications, ointments, patches, inhalers, non-aerosol sprays, creams, vials, and even pet medications. Vape pens we also collect, but we would ask that the batteries be removed. And then just some of the things not to bring are illegal drugs, especially needles and sharps, acids, aerosol cans, biohazardous materials, anything that would contain bodily fluids or blood, personal care products, shampoos, lotion, sunscreens, things like that we don't accept. We can also collect the medications that are in liquid form. with that. So yeah, quite a bit of stuff, but pretty much any over-the-counter prescription medication that you have laying around that you no longer need or take.
Well, what happens then to these meds that are collected from the drug take-back events?
Yeah, so we weigh them up locally here. We put them in boxes, and then they're driven to collection sites that the Department of Justice and the DA have set up and throughout the state of Wisconsin, and then they're collected at those sites and turned over to the DA, and ultimately they're disposed of properly, which is being incinerated so that it has less impacts on the environment. So,
yes, because like flushing drugs down a toilet or landfill disposal, they're considered not the destruction methods that are appropriate. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So how long has your department participated in this take-back effort, and what have you seen historically?
Well, the first take-back, I believe, was around 2010, and we have two a year, usually in April and then in October, and those are with the state and national drug take-back days. And it's just, like I said, our take-back box is available every day, and we have a couple available throughout the county. But this is just a day to bring additional awareness with some public service messages to help, you know, round up all those medications that are in the closets or medicine cabinets that are no longer being used and to get those out of the home.
Why do you think Wisconsin leads the nation in dropping off the most meds in this type of take-back campaign event?
You know, I don't really know, but for sure. But I think Wisconsin, especially the Wisconsin sheriffs around the state, do a good job of promoting this event to, you know, reach in that medicine box and the cabinets and you know, get those medicines out of the home that are no longer needed.
So during this event, as you mentioned, no, you're not allowed to drop off illegal drugs. What can people do if they want to dispose of illicit drugs, like, say, you know, heroin, LSD, marijuana?
Sure. You know, they just call the sheriff's office, and, you know, depending upon how they came into it, if they find it or some different things like that, they can just call the sheriff's office, and we'll come out and assess that and take care of it.
Okay, so the sheriff's office will work on a case-by-case basis in those situations?
Yes.
What about the, you know, identifying information on a prescription label? What recommendation do you have there for people who are concerned about protecting their identity and their privacy?
Yeah, they can just take the pills out of the bottles if they choose and put them in a plastic bag, Ziploc-type bag, and put them in the drug take box back that way. Otherwise, they can just cross out their names on their labels or remove the labels and put them in that way. We just ask that you don't put loose pills in the box.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Sheriff Brent York of the Adams County Sheriff's Department about the National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, which they're held in April and October. Next one is set for Saturday. You can join in on these take-backs, what you've seen in your community, what questions you have about what's accepted, or where the meds go, 800-642-1234. I want to turn to the opioid crisis. In Adams County, one of the highest rates in the state as far as opioid deaths. How is your law enforcement agency working to address this crisis?
Yes, we just do our normal drug investigations. We do directed activities on information on houses and areas that we have or receive tips on. We have an additional third canine unit that we added last year to help with that.
You said added 13 units?
A third canine unit to
our department. Third canine unit. Okay, I hear you. Go ahead. Yes.
Yep. We also are doing educational pieces in the school for the kids with the school resource officers, as well as this last year we started a Narcan program in the jail. So when they're released from incarceration, they receive the Narcan, and that program's through the DHS and the Badger State Sheriff's Association. And what sometimes is seen is when people are using medication or abusing medications And then they get out that they sometimes will overdose because their tolerance is no longer built up. So it's just a way to help them get through that time so they can get some additional treatment as well.
From your perspective, what will make the most difference in saving lives from overdose?
Well, I think we just got to do as much as we can to keep the illegal drugs out of the area and off the streets.
Are you seeing a rise in the fake prescription pills by drug traffickers like fentanyl and meth pressed into pills to mimic legitimate prescriptions for meds like, you know, Vicodin or Percocet or other medications?
Yeah, we have not seen that here locally in Adams County anyways, but I have heard of it outside of the area.
Okay, so, you know, as you add another canine unit, have you seen an ability to respond more effectively in a rural area to the addiction crisis, to overdose deaths?
Yeah, actually, our overdose deaths here in Adams County have been trending downward in the last couple of years from what we had seen previously. So we had two last year, down from four the 2 years prior to that. So, you know, I don't know, have an exact reason for that, but, you know, everything that we do as far as investigations and presence and education in the community, you know, that all goes towards that goal of reducing that and bringing awareness.
Circling back to the take-back efforts, some people hold on to unused meds for future use because they could potentially save money and prescription drug costs are sky high. So what would you say about holding on to meds in, you know, and trying to use them in the future?
Yeah, I think there's just a lot of, uncertainties or unknowns with that. You know, we don't know the shelf life of those medications and the exact use because, you know, obviously the doctors should prescribe that under certain situations and circumstances that they're seeing. And for us to use those, we may be using them improperly. And then we also run the risk of, you know, if there's kids in the home, that the kids could access those and use those improperly. And, you know, sometimes we have seen that use like that starts where they want to start abusing medications, prescriptions, and then it could go into illegal drugs as well.
I was surprised by just the volume, the number of pounds, the number of tons of take-back meds that are coming into sites, collection sites around Wisconsin. In terms of comparing that to illicit drugs, are you seeing the volume of illicit drugs going up or down in Adams County?
Well, I think overall our drugs are maybe at least the same or maybe a little bit less. It's, I guess, really hard to say. But, yeah, we see a lot of the drugs are trafficked to the area from larger metropolitan areas in either Illinois or Minnesota.
When you say you use directed activities to try to stop the illegal drugs coming into your, most largely rural area, what types of ways can you stop that trafficking?
Yeah, so basically what that means is if we get information that, a certain house might have frequent short-term traffic or, you know, the neighbors are suspecting that there's drug activities going on in that home, or we get other directed information that way, we increase our presence in that area and look to stop vehicle nine units and begin our investigations that way.
Do you feel you have enough staff?
Currently in our patrol division, we're full staffed. Like I said, we added that third canine unit. I think the area that I would like to see is get an additional investigator that we could assign specifically to drugs investigations. That would help us.
Sheriff York, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Brent York is sheriff of Adams County. That's in central Wisconsin. We have a link on WPR.org/mornings as to which locations, which sites in Wisconsin are participating in Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. I hope you stick around next hour as we talk about what happens when a community uses a land trust to help control housing prices. But first, let's check in on this spring member drive. I'm here with Rob Ferret, and our goal is to keep bringing you conversations like Prescription Drug Takeback Day, efforts underway in our local communities helping people improve quality of life here in Wisconsin. Topics like this, your support makes it happen. It makes, you know, all of these conversations you appreciate happen. So give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Special thing today, support the programs you rely on, and your gift is going to go twice as far. Become a WPR sustainer or increase your ongoing monthly support, and a group of generous members all day will match your first year of contributions.
That's right. Double your impact. Join in with your new or increased monthly contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A couple of great conversations already today. The nuts and bolts of how things work in communities around Wisconsin. If you've ever gotten that assessor statement and find out what your property tax is going to be, you may wonder, how does that work? What goes into that? We found that out. And then getting a firsthand look from somebody right at the center of the story on these drug take-back programs, a local view of something that's going on around the state. These are the kind of informative conversations about things that affect your everyday life you can count on here on The Morning Show.
WPR is listener supported. It means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes the wide swath of conversations and topics that you join us for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
Ask for your WPR long sleeve shirt when you give. This navy shirt features the Wisconsin Public Radio logo on the front, a Wisconsin-inspired design on the back. You could show off your WPR pride when you ask for your WPR long sleeve shirt right now. Give $20 a month or more at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I'm Sheree from Waupun. I will always care about the state of Wisconsin because of WPR. And that's a big thing for me to say. WPR has always been a positive experience. Even when it wasn't something that I necessarily wanted to hear, I always appreciate the opposite side. And I don't always understand the opposite side. I certainly don't always like it. But to hear it is important.
Make your contribution today because listener support makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Give now at WPR.org and click Donate.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer Kent here with Rob Ferret. Your support during the spring member drive, it makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Today, a group of generous members will match up to $50,000 of monthly gifts. Become a sustainer right now or increase your ongoing monthly gift right now, and your first year of contributions is going to be matched.
It is their way of inspiring you to sustain the WPR news, the talk, the music that we all rely on, we all appreciate. What a boost here. Double the impact of your monthly gift now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A lot of complicated stuff going on in the world at any given moment. You rely on Wisconsin Public Radio to turn complicated issues and the news of the day into understandable language so you know how things might affect you.
For you to get programs that are relevant to your life, we rely on your financial giving, your financial support. It is the largest source of our funding, and that's why we ask that if you've never given before, make your first ever contribution now. Say $10 a month or $120 during this spring member drive. Get it matched at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Great time to make your first ever sustaining gift right now, because it will be matched dollar for dollar by current members. Do it right now. It takes just a few minutes at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Rose in Merrill says, public radio has been an important part of my life for years. We also heard from Joan in Madison, who says, thank you so much for the relevant content and the civility. Rose and Joan, thank you for your gift and for your words. They mean so much. Your gift, so important, so critical. Get it matched, WPR.org. And thank you so much for your support.